And so now we just relax and begin to breathe consciously. A deep inhalation, a gentle sighing exhalation. Allowing our awareness of our breath to bring us back to the idea of blessing and how totally blessed we are with every breath. For breath is life. It is inspiration. It is the breathing in of spirit. In every breath we take, we are nourished and supported, and with every exhale we release that which is no longer necessary to our body's combustion process that digests our food, that balances our blood, that allows us to be healthy, perfect, whole, and complete in every moment. We allow that divine breath to restore us now as we relax in this Sabbath moment, honoring the sacred, finding a place of rest and peace this afternoon. It is such a powerful process to simply sit in a circle, peaceful, grateful, appreciative, meditative, allowing ourselves to find our balance within lives that are often very busy, within times that sometimes feel overwhelming. There is a gift in the present moment. And we turn to the present moment here and now and use this moment as an opportunity to practice the presence of God. I had a friend call me recently and said, "What does it mean to practice the presence?" And I said, "Well, I often begin my prayers with the phrases, 'In this moment I turn my awareness to the presence of God,' remembering that the only thing that ever changes is my awareness. The presence of God is constant." And so practicing the presence is reminding ourselves of the constant presence of the divine. The present, the great gift that is our awareness, that spirit is in every moment. Spirit is in every atom of space. Spirit is in every cell of our bodies. Spirit is in every situation we find ourselves in. Spirit is in every person we meet. Spirit is everywhere we go. There is nowhere God is not. So bringing ourselves back into that consciousness of the divine, we feel that divine within us, for we are clear that where we are, God is, for God is everywhere, right here, right now. The divine nature of all that is celebrated and centered in and as each one of us in the circle. It is a circle of godness, like beads on a bracelet, each one a beautiful color, each one with a signature vibration, each one adding glory to the whole, each one the fullness of spirit, the divine center. Ernest Holmes said, "It sounds conceited to say God is always thinking of me, but it's true. God is not only always thinking of me, God is centered everywhere, omnipotent and omnipresent. So God is always thinking of you as well. God is thinking as me. God is thinking as you." Ernest also said, "Loose the boundaries of your sense of self and let in more spiritual territory." He said, "Every day we should practice changing the way we see ourselves, expanding our consciousness of the infinite beings that we are. We are infinite as well as finite. We are non-local as well as local. We are eternal as well as temporal. We don't have to die to become it. We are it already. It's not a question of seeing ourselves as something that we are not yet. It's a question of learning to perceive what it is that we already are. We already are all of the qualities of God. We already are love. We already are light. We already are harmony. We already are peace and power and grace. We are energy and wholeness and oneness. We already are. It is done. It is done. It is done. The ground of our being is God. It is done. But we have only just begun in every moment to experience the fullness of life as infinite beings. We will never run out of more life and more light and more love and more peace to experience. So let's take some time this afternoon to explore the experiences of the qualities of God within us. We are it already. Whatever we would reach for on the outside of ourselves, there is a door that opens inward to that feeling, to that field, to that vibration. So let us open the doorway right now to an expanded feeling of love. See the door within you opening and love streaming through it into your heart, out through your chest, up to your shoulders, perhaps relaxing your shoulders and back a little more. Feeling the love, feeling the warmth or the coolness. What is the temperature of love for you today? Feeling it moving down your arms, into your forearms, wrists, and hands, and into your fingers. What is the feeling of love in your hands today? Feeling it running up your face, across your lips, up your nose, into your eyes. Love everywhere. Love in your ears. Love on your forehead. Love through your hair. all over your scalp, tingling with the love that is God, experiencing the very nature of spirit within. And now allowing the love to run down through your torso, your pelvis, your thighs and knees, calves and ankles and feet right into the ground. Allowing love to spread beneath your feet like an ever-widening puddle, blessing the floor of the sanctuary, blessing this room, blessing the earth beneath us. Allowing our love now to extend downward into the ground, a few inches, a few feet, loving the rocks and the dirt, loving the water, continuing all the way to the center of the earth, loving the magma, loving the molten parts, loving this planet, radiating out across the other side of the planet, and allowing your love to expand the circumference of the planet and then above it, from the inside out. Our love is big enough to fill the entire universe as we allow it to expand. It's easy to watch it move beyond this planet. Feeling the love radiating out in waves, in particles, in colors, in fragrances, in clarity, in opaqueness. Love has every quality. One of my friends wrote one day to me, "Love is flawless and it flows at every frequency." It's the most beautiful thing I ever heard. We are part of that flawless flow of love. And we are the frequency of our signature vibration right now. We are the love flowing out across the planet, out into space. Our love is blessing everything it touches, every cell, every being, every system, every organization. Every moment that we are consciously loving, we are blessing this planet. We are blessing all of life. We are blessing ourselves. We have expanded our boundaries dramatically, but we exist also in our local persona, sitting in a chair in the celebration center. So let's return to our bodies, feeling the body again, feeling the solidness that we seem to be, and returning to our heart center, seeing the star that exists within us. Maybe a tiny star as you begin to perceive it, just a spark of light in your heart center. Or it may be a raging sun that radiates powerfully out already. But find the star within you and allow it to expand with your breath. Breathing gently and easily, the light that is your sun, allow it to expand. Allow yourself to bring light into every organ, cell, and system of your body. If there's any place that has felt like less than light lately, less than strong, less than flexible, less than at ease in some way. Allow that light to flow in and as and around that organ. Allow that place to be bathed in the healing light of God, for that is the truth of the light within us. We are the light of spirit. We are the light of source. And that source lies within us in each moment, awaiting our awareness. So in this moment, we once again find our awareness of the presence of God as light within us, and we breathe into it and allow it to expand. Expand through our whole bodies, relaxing, strengthening, bringing greater ease, calling forth any necessary rebalancing, chemicals, changes, movements, opportunities, therapies, people. Whatever it is we need, our bodies are calling for it now, and it is replying. For whenever we ask, it is answered. We are blessed. So breathe and allow the light to continue to expand, to flow upward and around, to create a spiral that continues to expand upward and downward, all around, so that everyone here is bathed in the light of our stars. Each of us bless the sanctuary with our presence. All of us together create an even brighter star for Evensong tonight. The rising of the Evensong star is taking place right now, and it is incredibly beautiful. Allow the star to sing in your heart, for it is an even song, a song that never changes, the constant singing of spirit. Some call the song Om. It is a vibration of life, and we are the light that is allowing life to glow on this planet right now. We are the glowing light of God. Breathing in again, we allow our light to expand even more fully, to move out, to bless the shopping center and the loft, as well as the sanctuary building. To bless the city of Falls Church and the state of Virginia. To bless the metropolitan DC area and all the outlying areas in the Mid-Atlantic region. To bless the east coast of the planet, seeing our light expand as if the sun were rising on a particular part of the earth. It is so powerful that we have in our consciousness pictures of the earth from space. We are a generation that has been blessed as no other to see the beauty of our planet in photographs. And so see your light expand like the movement of the sun across the face of the planet, moving south into the southern hemisphere, moving west across the United States and across South America and Central America, out into the Pacific Ocean, across the sea to all of the islands, moving south to Antarctica and north to the Arctic, seeing the light move with the planet, knowing that our sun shines so brightly that we light the world with our consciousness. And we bless all of those our lights pass, for a passing light inspires a strengthening of a light as it simply touched. If we're receptive, there are lights passing in us and through us all the time, awakening that light within us, keeping us strong. So imagine all of the lights in all of the people who are open and receptive, lighting up as our light passes, and answering our light with a mirroring light, and each one becoming a radiant light that continues the wave of light across the world. More light, more love, more peace, more power, individual empowerment, not power over others, but power as ourselves. Allowing the rest of our light to sweep around the planet, we return to False Church and remember once again that we are local bodies. We are individuals. We sit in a circle of oneness, each with a unique personality and point of view that is precious and sacred. We return to our individual bodies and open our hearts to the power of our being. We are meant to be empowered, to open to the infinite nature of spirit within us, to act in integrity, harmony, peace, and love. And so as we allow that power to move through us, it strengthens us, and at the same time it makes us more flexible. It makes us more fluid and intuitive in our responses. As we are empowered by spirit, we are compassionate and kind. As we are empowered by spirit, we are prosperous and healthy. As we are empowered by spirit, we are graceful and filled with wonder. Bringing in this moment deep respect to ourselves, we honor the power of spirit within us, in us, as us, loosening the boundaries of our sense of self. We know that we are more than we ever dreamed. We are the center of God consciousness, filled with light and love and peacefulness and power. We have the opportunity to stand in our power, in divine light, in divine love, and be a source of good upon the planet. We are so beautiful. Seeing our beauty, each of us radiant, loving, and in our own unique way, exquisitely beautiful, like a tree or a flower or a bunny rabbit or a deer, our beauty is. It's not in question. It simply is. The beauty of our being is God, and we are that, and it is good. I am grateful for the love, for the peace, for the light, and the power. I am grateful. And I invite each of us to relax in the light and the love and the peace and the power of spirit as Amy sums it all up in music.